So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is WTIC's Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel and Dennis Halnan of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and Dennis by phone at 860-522-9842 or email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com. Get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here are Eric and Dennis on WTIC News Talk 1080.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And we're going to be here until 11 o'clock. And we're here live in studio. We're not at the holiday store, but we're live in studio here, taking your computer calls, comments, questions, and concerns. However, you can text to give during the program. And you guys are amazing, helping out the Salvation Army every year. And the easiest way, right from your phone, is to simply text WTIC to this number, 31333. And you can use a credit card. I always recommend never using debit card for anything. But this is a secure way to do a text to give. This is how I do it. And just text WTIC to 31333. You can make a credit card donation to the Salvation Army and help out the Salvation Army and what they do all year long. But this is a very important time of year where people, you know, are just a little more friendly and cheerful. Hopefully things are going well in your life and you have anything to maybe give to someone who is not as fortunate as you. And this is a great time to be thinking about it. And, of course, to do it between the hours of 9 and 11 just shows how great our audience is at the Computer Talk with Tab audience, because we're number two, Dennis.
We are number two.
Woo-hoo. So you guys are great, and we appreciate it. And I know whoever will receive whatever gift you can afford will appreciate it as well. So we're going to be here till 11 o'clock, taking your computer calls, comments, questions, and concerns. Feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. And also, we'll be talking about scammers.
Yes,
so
we will.
There is a great site called Scammer Payback, and we'll put a link to it. And basically, Scammer Payback actually shows you a guy who's going to scam the scammers, shows you what they're trying to do to you. When they say they're from Microsoft, or they say they're from Norton LifeLock, or they say, you know, you have a refund coming, and then they say they inadvertently gave you too much money, you need to give it back to them, and you find yourself in front of a cryptocurrency ATM putting $40,000 in cash back into the cryptocurrency because those ding-dongs somehow were able to send you too much money, but you need to go do it the hard way, of course, with them on the phone.
Right.
These scams are amazing, and they typically prey on the elderly. And I was just at a conference last week in Tampa, and I got to see the guy, the Catch Me If You Can guy. What was his name again?
Frank Abagnale.
Abagnale. That guy.
Or Abagnale, yeah.
Amazing person. He gave a great talk. And the reason I bring him up in the same context is he's written a couple of books, Scam Me If You Can. Basically, It's a book explains the scams. So once you've read what they're doing to you, you probably won't fall victim to these scams. His primary advice, never use debit cards, ever. Use credit cards. And of course, if you find yourself on the phone with somebody and you find it always to be urgent, if you must take action now to do something to solve a problem that this scammer has called you up with, that's a huge, huge red flag.
Yes, it is.
All these scammers have red flags. That's one big one. The thing you must take action now. And if you find yourself on the phone with some ding-dong you never met and you're driving to your bank, you're being scammed.
Right. And another red flag is they don't let you get off the phone. They stay on the phone until you've pumped that money into their account at whatever the Bitcoin machine is that you're using.
Or the gift cards, whatever they're making.
Whatever the gift cards are, they want you to read the numbers off or whatever. They don't get off the phone until they've gotten that from you.
So scammerpayback.org, actually. We'll put a link to the site. And he's got a great YouTube channel. And it's a really kind of enjoyable thing to watch him hack the hackers. Because these hackers, believe it or not, probably have a better healthcare plan than you do. They probably might get better PTO. They're literally sitting in the third world, and they're connecting up, acting like they're from these other companies. They're acting like they're from legitimate companies like Microsoft or Norton or LifeLock or whatever. They're saying they're there to help you. Oh, they owe you a refund, and then they accidentally give you too much money, and you have to figure out how to give it back to them. Don't do it. Take the money and run. Believe it or not, they've given you nothing. It's a complete scam. There's another guy named Joe Roblo or something, Roblast or something like that. He's an amazing former NASA engineer that does all these great glitter bombs for people who are porch pirates.
Oh, yeah. That's okay. I've seen a couple of those too.
Oh, my gosh. He also does a squirrel maze.
Yeah.
Trying to see how smart the squirrels. The squirrels are smarter than most of us, I'll tell you. This guy also has hacked the hackers and sent these because they figure out how they have these mules that'll actually collect the cash that you're going to put in an envelope. If you find yourself wrapping cash in duct tape in a bag and you're at the post office with like $10,000 in cash you've wrapped and stuffed in a box and you're at the FedEx store, you're being scammed.
You are.
So he actually tracks these guys down and sends them roach bombs and all these things to actually have when they – and cameras are on these bombs, so you can actually have them show the scammers being impacted by the roaches and the stink bombs and all the glitter that he sets off in these scammers' call centers. It's actually kind of nice to finally see this because we've been victims of these scams forever. We are a very gullible, trusting people. And these scammers take advantage of that. So Frank wrote a great book. We put a link up to Frank's website.
Yep.
He's been working with the FBI for like 50 years, training FBI folks as to what to look for because he was a big check forger. He paid his debt to society and he helped train the FBI folks as to what to look for. And he wrote these books as far as what you should look for. And if you do purchase these books, and I'm not selling you anything. I don't get anything for saying any of this stuff. But if you buy his book, Scam Me If You Can, the proceeds go to the AARP. So he's not making any money off it either. He just wants you to be informed. And that's what these sites are great about. Because you guys won't believe me if I told you that there's people out there that these are smart, intelligent folks that would find themselves in front of a crypto machine, stuffing thousands of dollars of actual cash into the machine right here in Connecticut. We've had a caller call in.
We had a caller.
$5,000 in cash.
Yeah.
He actually waited in the parking lot before the gas station opened to stuff the money in the crypto machine because he believed it. So if you find yourself doing that, you're being scammed, and these books and these websites will give you some insights so that you won't be scammed. And share them with your friends and family. There's so many people out there that need to be informed that these scammers are out there, and they prey on you very easily. The moment you let them in your computer, you're in trouble, and that's all using Screen Connect and all these technologies. These are legitimate technologies that regular tech people use to give them access to your system. So we'll put some links up here to these resources, and you can take a look at them, but it's kind of important. What else do you want to bring up, Dennis?
I wanted to mention something that might be a little bit obscure, but it is a thing,
and it's
something that everybody that works in an office deals with, and that is fonts.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, fonts.
The State Department, the United States State Department, a couple of years ago switched from a default document font of Times New Roman to one called Calibri, C-A-L-I-B-R-I.
Yes, sir.
Which happens to be the default font for Microsoft Office.
Mm-hmm.
Since 2007.
Calibri is.
Calibri was.
Yeah, yeah.
So really what they did is they just caught up to that just
yeah.
a couple of years ago,
yep.
15 years late. Okay.
Yep.
Now, just recently, Secretary of State Marco Rubio decided that they're going back to Times New Roman.
Going back.
Now, the whole question here is, you know, why are you worrying about things like that?
Right.
Why did Microsoft make that change back in 07?
Mm-hmm.
Why is every other word processor ever since, including things like LibreOffice, why do they default to sans serif fonts
mm-hmm.
that don't have those little handles at the ends of the characters?
Right.
Okay.
Right. They're a little less formal, I'd say.
Right. And that's the whole point. They are an informal type of font.
Right.
Which makes them more legible.
Ah.
In other words, it's technically easier to identify each letter
mm-hmm.
when it's sans serif as opposed to serif font.
Yeah.
Now, in terms of readability,
yeah,
serif fonts are called more readable, which means it allows you to recognize whole strings or blocks of texts and be able to read them, you know, from beginning to end.
And that would be the Times New Roman font.
That would be Times New Roman.
Right.
Which, to my mind, is one of the worst fonts ever made because it's just not very good. There are others that are better, including some that Microsoft invented, like mm-hmm. Georgia,
mm-hmm.
which is kind of a variation on Palatino, which is much better to begin with anyway.
Yeah.
But at any rate, I saw this story and I was thinking, you know, this has become a thing.
Yeah.
But honestly, it is something that people deal with.
I deal with it in music,
which I didn't even know about.
It is insane. If you're trying to read music, I'm an amateur. I'm just a hacker. I'm doing the best I can. I'm trying to keep up, right? And you chuck a piece of music in front of me, and every single piece of music that is thrown up in front of me is a different font.
What?
Imagine actually reading Harry Potter and every paragraph is a different font. That's reading music. And it is very frustrating. Now, this is the government who can't get their act together on what font they want to use.
Right.
Because in other departments, they're still in Times New Roman, I guess. So this just brings them all back to uniformity.
Yeah. And you wonder why they resisted Microsoft's own change. And apparently it's because the letterheads that they've been using are all serif fonts,
yeah.
so they want that to match in the letter. But
here in music, I mean, it's been around for quite a while there, Dennis, and I'm sitting there in my chair. I've worked all day. I get down ready for rehearsal at 7 o'clock, and I'm getting a new piece of music, and it's written in a different font. They don't even put the mapping of the music in the same places. You can have a whole phrase on a measure in front of you with four sharps on it. At the very last thing they do in the actual bar is tell you the next bar is going to be natural. They put a little character right there to say, hey, by the way, the next one's going to be natural. If you don't catch that,
you're going to play the wrong notes.
Yes. And still I got to write it in. But the point is, every single time you look at a different piece of music, it's in a different font. And that makes it harder for me. I mean, your brain is sitting there trying to figure out everything else, let alone that this little squiggly is not a quarter rest, it's an eighth rest, because the little squiggle is a little different. Look at jazz font versus all these different fonts. There's crazy fonts everywhere, Dennis, in music.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
It is not fair. It's like I always call it reading the Matrix. And I am not good at reading the Matrix, especially sight reading. So they make it even harder. So it's good for your brain, though. That's why music is so important for your brain. You're able to actually try to decipher all this and change gears, and you're just thinking you have to read it differently. But it's just interesting. So now the State Department's going back to the uniformity of Times New Roman, but
right.
we would probably recommend they change everything to the whole government over to, you know.
Yeah, use the default for the application. Yeah. I mean, how hard is that? And why would it be unreasonable?
Yeah.
That's I'm just an IT guy, so I ask questions
yes.
like that.
We don't want effective government, Dennis. All right, so we're going to be here until 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. Stephen, hang on. We're going to get to your call after the break. Three lines open for you. And please text to give to the Salvation Army, WTEX, WTIC, to 31333, and be as generous as you can be. We'll be right back. And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And we're going to be here until 11 o'clock. And we're here live in studio. We're not at the holiday store, but we're live in studio here taking your computer calls, comments, questions, and concerns. However, you can text to give during the program. And you guys are amazing, helping out the Salvation Army every year. And the easiest way, right from your phone, is to simply text WTIC to this number, 31333. And you can use a credit card. I always recommend never using debit card for anything. But this is a secure way to do a text to give. This is how I do it. And just text WTIC to 31333. You can make a credit card donation to the Salvation Army and help out the Salvation Army and what they do all year long. But this is a very important time of year where people, you know, are just a little more friendly and cheerful. Hopefully things are going well in your life and you have anything to maybe give to someone who is not as fortunate as you. And this is a great time to be thinking about it. And, of course, to do it between the hours of 9 and 11 just shows how great our audience is at the Computer Talk with Tab audience. Because we're number two, Dennis.
We are number two.
So you guys are great, and we appreciate it. And I know whoever will receive whatever gift you can afford will appreciate it as well. So we're going to be here till 11 o'clock, taking your computer calls, comments, questions, and concerns. Feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. And also, we'll be talking about scammers.
Yes,
so
we will.
There is a great site called Scammer Payback, and we'll put a link to it. And basically, Scammer Payback actually shows you a guy who's going to scam the scammers, shows you what they're trying to do to you. When they say they're from Microsoft, or they say they're from Norton LifeLock, or they say, you know, you have a refund coming, and then they say they inadvertently gave you too much money, you need to give it back to them, and you find yourself in front of a cryptocurrency ATM putting $40,000 in cash back into the cryptocurrency because those ding-dongs somehow were able to send you too much money, but you need to go do it the hard way, of course, with them on the phone.
Right.
These scams are amazing, and they typically prey on the elderly. And I was just at a conference last week in Tampa, and I got to see the guy, the Catch Me If You Can guy. What was his name again?
Frank Abagnale.
Abagnale. That guy.
Or Abagnale, yeah.
Amazing person. He gave a great talk. And the reason I bring him up in the same context is he's written a couple of books, Scam Me If You Can. Basically, it's a book explains the scams. So once you've read what they're doing to you, you probably won't fall victim to these scams. His primary advice, never use debit cards, ever. Never, ever, ever,
right.
Never.
Right.
Use credit cards. And of course, if you find yourself on the phone with somebody and you find it always to be urgent, if you must take action now to do something to solve a problem that this scammer has called you up with, that's a huge, huge red flag.
Yes, it is.
All these scammers have red flags. That's one big one. The thing you must take action now. And if you find yourself on the phone with some ding-dong you never met and you're driving to your bank, you're being scammed.
Right. And another red flag is they don't let you get off the phone. They stay on the phone until you've pumped that money into their account at whatever the Bitcoin machine is that you're using.
Or the gift cards, whatever they're making
whatever
you do.
Whatever the gift cards are, they want you to read the numbers off or whatever. They don't get off the phone until they've gotten that from you.
So scammerpayback.org, actually. We'll put a link to the site. And he's got a great YouTube channel. And it's a really kind of enjoyable thing to watch him hack the hackers. Because these hackers, believe it or not, probably have a better healthcare plan than you do.
They
probably
might
get better PTO. They're literally sitting in the third world, And they're connecting up, acting like they're from these other companies. They're acting like they're from legitimate companies like Microsoft or Norton or LifeLock or whatever. They're saying they're there to help you. Oh, they owe you a refund, and then they accidentally give you too much money, and you have to figure out how to give it back to them. Don't do it. Take the money and run. Believe it or not, they've given you nothing. It's a complete scam. There's another guy named Joe Roblo or something, Roblast or something like that. He's an amazing former NASA engineer that does all these great glitter bombs for people who are porch pirates.
Oh, yeah. That's okay. I've seen a couple of those too.
Oh, my gosh. He also does a squirrel maze.
Yeah.
Trying to see how smart the squirrel. The squirrels are smarter than most of us, I'll tell you. This guy also has hacked the hackers and sent these, because they figure out how they have these mules that'll actually collect the cash that you're going to put in an envelope. If you find yourself wrapping cash in duct tape in a bag and you're at the post office with like $10,000 in cash you've wrapped and stuffed in a box and you're at the FedEx store, you're being scammed.
You are.
So he actually tracks these guys down and sends them roach bombs and all these things to actually have when they, and cameras are on these bombs, so you can actually have them show the scammers being impacted by the roaches and the stink bombs and all the glitter that he sets off in these scammers' call centers. It's actually kind of nice to finally see this because we've been victims of these scams forever. We are a very gullible, trusting people, and these scammers mm-hmm. take advantage of that. So Frank wrote a great book. We put a link up to Frank's website.
Yep.
He's been working with the FBI for like 50 years, training FBI folks as to what to look for because he was a big check forger. He paid his debt to society and he helped train the FBI folks as to what to look for. And he wrote these books as far as what you should look for. And if you do purchase these books, and I'm not selling you anything. I don't get anything for saying any of this stuff. But if you buy his book, Scam Me If You Can, the proceeds go to the AARP. So he's not making any money off it either. He just wants you to be informed. And that's what these sites are great about. Because you guys won't believe me if I told you that there's people out there that these are smart, intelligent folks that would find themselves in front of a crypto machine, stuffing thousands of dollars of actual cash into the machine right here in Connecticut. We've had a caller call in.
We had a caller.
$5,000 in cash.
Yeah.
He actually waited in the parking lot before the gas station opened to stuff the money in the crypto machine because he believed it. So if you find yourself doing that, you're being scammed, and these books and these websites will give you some insights so that you won't be scammed. And share them with your friends and family. There's so many people out there that need to be informed that these scammers are out there, and they prey on you very easily. The moment you let them in your computer, you're in trouble, and that's all using Screen Connect and all these technologies. These are legitimate technologies that regular tech people use to have you give them access to your system. So we'll put some links up here to these resources and you can take a look at them, but it's kind of important. What else do you want to bring up, Dennis?
I wanted to mention something that might be a little bit obscure, but it is a thing, and it's something that everybody that works in an office deals with, and that is fonts.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, fonts.
The State Department, the United States State Department, a couple of years ago switched from a default document font of Times New Roman to one called Calibri, Calibri.
Yes, sir.
Which happens to be the default font for Microsoft Office since 2007.
Calibri was. Yeah.
So really what they did is they just caught up to that a couple of years ago, 15 years late. Okay.
Yep.
Now, just recently, Secretary of State Marco Rubio decided that they're going back to Times New Roman.
Going back.
Now, the whole question here is, you know, why are you worrying about things like that?
Right.
Why did Microsoft make that change back in 2007?
Mm-hmm.
Why is every other word processor ever since, including things like LibreOffice, why do they default to sans serif fonts that don't have those little handles at the ends of the characters?
Right.
Okay.
Right. They're a little less formal, I'd say.
Right. And that's the whole point. They are an informal type of font,
right,
which makes them more legible.
Ah.
In other words, it's technically easier to identify each letter when it's sans serif as opposed to serif font.
Yeah.
Now, in terms of readability,
yeah,
serif fonts are called more readable, which means it allows you to recognize whole strings or blocks of texts and be able to read them, you know, from beginning to end.
And that would be the Times New Roman font.
That would be Times New Roman,
right,
which to my mind is one of the worst fonts ever made because it's just not very good. There are others that are better, including some that Microsoft invented, like Georgia, which is kind of a variation on Palatino, which is much better to begin with anyway.
Yeah.
But at any rate, I saw this story and I was thinking, you know, this has become a thing.
Yeah.
But honestly, it is something that people deal with.
I deal with it in music.
You deal with it in music, which I didn't even know about.
It is insane. If you're trying to read music, I'm an amateur. I'm just a hacker. I'm doing the best I can. I'm trying to keep up, right? And you chuck a piece of music in front of me, and every single piece of music that is thrown up in front of me is a different font.
What?
Imagine actually reading Harry Potter, and every paragraph is a different font. That's reading music. And it is very frustrating. Now, this is the government who can't get their act together on what font they want to use.
Right.
Because in other departments, they're still in Times New Roman, I guess. So this just brings them all back to uniformity.
Yeah. And you wonder why they resisted Microsoft's own change. And apparently it's because the letterheads that they've been using are all serif fonts, so they want that to match in the letter. But
here in music, I mean, it's been around for quite a while there, Dennis, and I'm sitting there in my chair. I've worked all day. I get down ready for rehearsal at 7 o'clock, and I'm getting a new piece of music, and it's written in a different font. They don't even put the mapping of the music in the same places. You can have a whole phrase on a measure in front of you with four sharps on it. At the very last thing they do in the actual bar is tell you the next bar is going to be natural. They put a little character right there to say, hey, by the way, the next one's going to be natural. If you don't catch that, you're
going to play the wrong notes.
Yes. And I still got to write it in. But the point is, every single time you look at a different piece of music, it's in a different font. And that makes it harder for me. I mean, your brain is sitting there trying to figure out everything else, let alone that this little squiggly is not a quarter rest, it's an eighth rest, because the little squiggle is a little different. Look at jazz font versus all these different fonts. There's crazy fonts everywhere, Dennis, in music.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
It is not fair. It's like I always call it reading the Matrix. And I am not good at reading the Matrix, especially sight reading. So they make it even harder. So it's good for your brain, though. That's why music is so important for your brain. You're able to actually try to decipher all this and change gears, and you're just thinking you have to read it differently. But it's just interesting. So now the State Department's going back to the uniformity of Times New Roman, but
right,
we would probably recommend they change everything to the whole government over to, you know.
Yeah, use the default for the application. Yeah. I mean, how hard is that? And why would it be unreasonable?
Yeah.
That's I'm just an IT guy, so I ask questions like that.
We don't want effective government, Dennis. All right, so we're going to be here until 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. Stephen, hang on. We're going to get to your call after the break. Three lines open for you. And please text to give to the Salvation Army, WTEXT, WTIC, to 31333, and be as generous as you can be. We'll be right back. We are back. Little Gary Hoey for you. Ho, ho, hoey. We've got Carolyn working on that for me. Again, getting you in the spirit here. Text WTIC to 31333 and help out the Salvation Army. We're going to put a link here because Dennis turns out is a Rockford File fan.
And yeah, definitely.
They did all, I guess the show started with voicemail messages on an answering machine. And back then in the 70s, an answering machine was latest technology, Dennis.
It was. And it was very innovative at the time. But the show opens panning to his desk in his office and hearing a message left on his machine.
Right.
And every single one was different.
And most people were just amazed that he could use his machine.
Yeah.
Because we're 12 o'clock flash. Actually, were VHS tapes even there yet?
and better yet.
Yes.
He had a device in his pocket that he carried around, and he would call his answering machine remotely.
Oh, that's next level.
Play the sound from this little device into it, and then it would play back whatever messages were waiting
that
for him.
That is tech magic back then.
Back
man.
In,
that
in is the like 1970s, 78? That was it.
Oh my gosh. Oh, my goodness. All right, we'll put a link up to that as well for you. Let's go to your calls. Who is next here? Bob, I think, in Hebron is up next. Hey, Bob, what's up?
Hi, Dennis and Eric. On my laptop, I got an HP Envy laptop. It's only a couple of years old, if that. And could any of my system power and battery settings be causing my charger to get extra warm?
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
If I plug in the charger while I'm actually using the laptop,
There are no settings that should be causing that.
Yeah, extra
and there warm. Are no settings that you can make to make it better.
Yeah.
If it's getting too hot for you to touch,
that's dangerous.
That's dangerous, and it's probably a problem with the hardware and in the adapter, not in the computer. There's probably something shorting out in there.
Right, but if it's warm enough to just kind of warm your hands up a little bit, you're probably fine.
Yeah. If I touch mine right now, I've got mine plugged in and I've got an Envy.
Yeah.
And if I touch it right now.
Yes. He's touching his.
It is charger. Just a little bit warm, but
not
it's
hot.
Not.
Not burn your house down type hot.
No.
So it's all relative there.
But yeah, there are no settings in the computer that you can put in to change that. If it's getting too hot for you to touch. You got to replace.
Do you
that
have a
adapter.
Meat thermometer there, Bob?
Oh, yeah.
You could tap it on that just to see how hot it is actually getting.
Well, it's just noticeably hot. I mean, I can touch it.
Yeah, then you're probably fine.
I can touch it. I can hold it in my hand.
Yeah, you're fine.
But it's a lot warmer. It's a lot hotter than I've ever felt a charger be before.
Okay. Well, again, it could be an issue. It could be something you should be thinking about if you think it's a danger.
Well, here's the question. Yeah. Is it hotter now than when you bought it?
Hmm. That's hard. That's a hard thing to know.
Is there what I'm getting at is, has there been a change over time, right, and it's now hotter than it used to be? That's my question.
It's possible. It's just something that I can't be sure that it's just all of a sudden I'm noticing it more.
Yeah.
What would be the best way to get a new charger that is the right one for my machine?
Well, the Envy line uses a lot of different chargers, but mm-hmm. there are many of them that are compatible with it.
Yeah.
And you can go to eBay. I'm not sure I do that. But you might also want to go to HP's website,
right,
and check.
Yeah.
Now, they're probably going to recommend a specific charger for your laptop that matches what they sold you at the time,
right,
which, as I said, might not actually be necessary because there's probably a lot of others that they sell that will work fine too.
Mm-hmm.
So what I would do is I would put in a bunch of different Envy model numbers and then just buy the one that's least expensive. You don't need to overpay for it.
All right.
If that makes any sense.
Okay, so should I? I'm looking at the charger right now. Is there any info on that that would be?
Maybe you might find a part number on it.
Yeah, there should be a part number on it.
And you can always go to Amazon and HP's site and put that number in if you can find the part number on it. And again, you might not even have an issue. I know I'm joking about the meat thermometer, but not really. the meat thermometer will take the ambient temperature, so I suspect you could tap the tip of it right against your charger and get an idea as to how hot it is. And then you could actually use the Googles and ask if that is a concern. You know, how hot is hot? I don't have it off the top of my head as far as how hot is hot. But you know, maybe the fire department has information on that as well, as far as how hot is hot too.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess I could just keep using it and see if it gets. I mean, if it's a short of some kind, it should keep getting hotter and hotter.
Well,
right?
That yes,
right.
And it will get worse over time if there is a hardware problem inside of it. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Okay, then I guess that's what I'll go by. Okay, now, you said to go to the HP site, but
yeah,
what if I just went directly to Amazon?
That should work, too.
Yeah, that'll work.
You can probably go to Newegg, maybe Crutchfield, B&H Photo, possibly also.
CDW,
okay. Yeah.
Wow. Newegg, Crutchfield.
Yeah.
CDW, and then B&H Photo, and their website is bhphotovideo.com.
Okay. They got some pots. They got plenty of pots.
Yeah.
Video.com. And all the other ones were .coms, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Nobody's a nonprofit.
And nobody's a .net either.
Yeah, no nets or govs.
Okay. Okay, so Newegg, Crutchfield, CDW, bhphotovideo.com.
Yep, you got plenty.
Okay, thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate it.
Anytime, Bob.
And hey, what do you mean when you say that I could listen to your older? I could listen on podcasts to your older shows. If I subscribe to you, what do you mean by if I subscribe to you?
Well, that's a fair question. It can be confusing out there. So wherever you get, if you're an Amazon Music person, you can go to Amazon Music and go search for podcasts, and you can put in our podcast in Amazon and then subscribe to it, meaning it'll download and connect to your device and download episodes to your smartphone or whatever app is using it. If you go to Odyssey, you can do the same thing. You can subscribe to our podcast. You log in, WTIC, subscribe to the station and or subscribe to our show specifically, and it'll download to your device or connect to your device, so you're going to get the latest episodes if you miss one. That's how you quote-unquote subscribe. They tend to not cost anything. You know, Spotify too. If you're part of Spotify or if you just like to get your stuff from Spotify, you can subscribe to our show and it'll preload your feed with our show on it for you, so you don't have to wait for anything. You're just kind of saying, hey, I like the program, and you're going to kind of get in a queue there. And you can choose, like I said, to bring it down, I think, locally or not. But that's how you subscribe. Doesn't cost you anything.
Okay, well, if I go to Odyssey and I look at – there's I do this all the time, and I look at PIC, and I punch that up, mm-hmm. and I get that going so I can listen to it.
Yeah.
Granger's here for you with professional grade supplies.
Uh-oh, you're stuck with a thing running.
Get it done.
You there? You there, Bob?
Yeah. I'm just where's it?
You just put in our search.
I X'd it out. Okay, so it's going now, and yep. You guys are coming through.
Nice.
But where would I go from there if I wanted to get an older?
Well, they list all the episodes. There's like 600 of them. So you could pretty much spend the rest of the next 2.5 years listing the shows contiguously if you want to.
But what would I click on next? Like, would I click on podcasts or all podcasts?
Yeah, you should be able to just in the search under Odyssey type in Computer Talk with Tab. It's the name of the show.com, but doesn't work in this case. Computer Talk with Tab in the search, and then you'd find us there, and then you're going to click follow or subscribe, and that'll be showing you all the episodes. You can just keep paging and paging and paging. If you follow us on Apple Podcasts, same thing. 500 plus episodes are out there. You can literally have it running. We have a long trip going. You can listen to us for hours and hours and hours.
We can post a link to it.
We can.
Yeah, why not?
We'll do some link. We actually have links on our show at computertalkwithtab.com. You get the Spotify link. You've got the Apple link. They're there.
Oh! And that just reminds me. I'm sorry to be taking up too much time here, but I saw the link about getting the thing about changing your settings for
OpenDNS.
OpenDNS.
Yeah.
If you wanted to. But what about on Windows 11 if I wanted to do it computer by computer? If I just wanted to do it on my computer.
We can post instructions on that, too.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Oh, that would be great.
You got it.
That would be great. Okay, thanks a lot.
All right, Bob, thank you.
Appreciate all the help. You guys are always fabulous.
Well, thanks, sir. We appreciate it. We'll be right back. Okay. We're going to step out for a quick break. We got Sean and Chuck on the line. And again, feel free to text WTIC to 31333 to help out the Salvation Army. We'll be right back.
Retirement should be about living, not worrying. At Retirement Income Source Grant and Financial Group, we build custom portfolios designed to generate steady income through interest and dividends so your money works for you. Call us at 855-930-6293.
Investment advisory services offered by Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisory firm. The Retirement Income Source and Sound Income Strategies are associated entities. Retirement Income Source with David Scranton is a paid program.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-472-0658. 800-472-0658. 800-472-0658. That's 800-472-0658.
Ground level storage containers, road trailers, or mobile offices. Don't get stressed. Get Eagle. Just call Eagle Leasing at 1-800-GET-EAGLE or get a quote at eagleleasing.com. I'm Brandon Eagle. You see us everywhere. We're Eagle Leasing.
Facilities managers, it's time to think inside the box. Storage trailers and ground level storage containers from Eagle Leasing are the way to go. I'm Mike Eagle. Call 1-800-GET-EAGLE or visit us at eagleleasing.com. You see us everywhere. We're Eagle Leasing.
This is the story of the one. As an HVAC technician, he and his digital multimeter are in high demand. So when a noisy office HVAC turns out to be a failing blower motor, he doesn't break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product information, he selects the product he needs to keep everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And we're going to get on the horn here with Chuck out there in Durham. What's going on, Chuck?
Chuck. Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good, sir. How are you?
I have a 40-year-old Office Expo 9025.
Hey, Chuck, are you speaking into the phone directly or into a speaker? You sound like that teacher on Charlie Brown.
I'm speaking into the... hold on.
Yeah. Otherwise, you sound just like that Charlie Brown teacher.
How's that better?
There you go.
That's the way.
We knew you could do it. All right, what's your question, sir?
All right, I have a 5-year-old HP 9025 inkjet printer. I purchased new cartridges from the HP store. I did have a little trouble seating them. Then everything was okay. And now, all of a sudden, the color cartridges do not show any ink levels in the printer assist, which is a little piece of software, or on the printer itself. But the printer does work, and it prints color. So I don't know whether I got some funky cartridges, or whether when I had the trouble seating them, I screwed the printer up.
more likely. If it's working, you win.
If it's
don't
printing
break.
On the paper,
yeah, don't mess with
then
it.
Then it is physically where it needs to be in the printer.
Yeah.
I mean, and I would not, you know, take them out and try to put them back in or anything like that. No.
The software could be misreading them or misunderstanding something that could have been caused by your seating them. Yes, that could be. But Dennis disagrees. He's feeling it's working. So it just could be software.
If it's printing correctly,
it's working.
Then it is not only electronically connected properly, because otherwise it wouldn't get the print job at all.
Yep.
But it also is making contact. The nozzle is making contact with the paper and delivering ink.
Let's go next. So, let's go next level. Then could it be a security thing where the program, the computer, is not allowing the software program to communicate with the printer?
That
in some crazy
would have
way?
To be it. Something either within the cartridge that's misreporting its status to the printer.
All of them.
Or if the yes, all of them. Or if there's something going on with the printer itself where it's just not picking up that information from the cartridges.
Right.
I'm thinking that there might be a firmware update for the printer that might fix it. If HP is aware of a flaw in that, they may have fixed it.
Okay.
So that might be a next step.
The other thing, Chuck, is do you have anything else you could do today? Besides firmware update on your printer.
I can donate money.
There you go. Donate money to the Salvation Army. That's a good choice. I like that. So here's the thing about firmware updates. They can also cause trouble. So if everything's printing okay, the moment it's not printing where you miss a color or have an issue, you could always decide at that point, okay, I guess I got to do the firmware update to see where I stand. You could do that. Or just do the update. It may not be a big deal. We'll try to find the firmware link to that machine for you and post it over at computertalkwithtab.com if you really do want to do a firmware update. It also could be a software update on the other side. It might just be that the software on your computer from HP needs to be updated. No, Dennis is not thinking. He's giving me the face.
Yeah, it's possible.
All right.
I'm thinking firmware is most likely.
You have a what computer?
Pretty new computer, Windows 11 computer.
Okay.
All right. Well, it'll have probably the most recent drivers then already.
Yeah, but then you're even more right, because if it could be an older machine that needs to talk to that Windows 11 in a different way, the firmware may need to be updated.
Yeah, we do keep coming back to that. So there you go.
So if you have nothing else to do aside from making that donation and you still have more time left, if you want to do the firmware update, that might do it for you, Chuck.
All righty. Once again. So you're going to post this on Computer Talk with Tab.
We're going to put a link to the firmware of that particular model computer, model printer. Yes, we will try to find that for you.
Yeah.
It's a 9025 Office Jet Pro.
All right.
Gotcha.
So we'll get it up there for you in a few. Give us a few minutes, okay? We're quick, but we're not that quick.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. You guys have a great day.
You Bye-bye. Too. Thanks. That's the thing. We see this all the time when software changes. Certain products, certain apps, you know, the underlying iOS changes or operating system changes in the case of Windows 11. And now the computers and the devices that were speaking to it don't work anymore. And now you got to make sure all that's updated. Happens all the time, whether it be a voice over IP phone app that happens to be impacted by an Apple change, or it happens to be Zoom where that's impacted by the underlying operating system change. You're always having to upgrade, whether you like it or not, when one thing moves. It's like that bubble you push down one and another bubble pops up. You're always pushing, trying to find all the bubbles, and then eventually you run out of hands and feet, hold them all down. But that's what we do all in our lives. And I keep telling people, the moment we fix your computer, an update occurs 20 minutes later, your computer is completely different now. Right? In the old days, when we started the show 30 years ago, a Windows update was just it. But now it impacts so many different things. And actually, you know, Chuck's Windows 11 is not the same as my Windows 11, is not the same as Dennis's Windows 11. We're all three of our machines, even though they're all Windows 11, are all completely different recipes, different soups. And that's the problem with this, and that's why IT can be so frustrating, and that's why it takes some time to get things solved. Let's go over to Sean in Marlboro next. What's going on, Sean?
Good morning.
Morning.
How you guys doing?
Okay, how are you?
I have a Dell laptop computer, about 5 years old. It originally had Windows 10. I upgraded to Windows 11. About 2 weeks ago, I was playing around with Safe Boot, and I like the fifth time I booted in safe mode, I get this kind of blue screen of death. It says recovery, and it says your PC device needs to be repaired. A required device isn't connected or can't be accessed.
Ooh.
I'm like,
That'll teach you to play around with it.
Well, I'll never do it again, I swear.
I got nothing else to do, but let's mess around with safe boot.
So thankfully, I mean, I do frequent backups, and I have system image backup at least once a month, if not once every 2 weeks. So I initially tried a recovery, external USB recovery disk. That didn't work.
Wait, so because you tried an external disk and it couldn't find the target?
What happened was I was able to – I'll try to speed the story along. I tried to refresh, not a clean install, but I tried like a refresh of Windows 11.
Yeah.
And so I got Windows 11, and then when I tried to do the system image, it says the system image restore failed. It says Windows did not find any disk, which it can
use target
for recreating volumes.
Yeah. You messed that safe boot up pretty good there, kid.
So what happened? So then I decide, okay, I'll create a media creation tool and I'll do a fresh boot because maybe the operating system got really messed up.
No.
That didn't work.
No.
Long story short, I fixed it. But what happened is I had to go on multiple websites and finally one message board, somebody said, you know, I think that's a Dell. And I think Dell, their BIOS their BIOS is RAID rather than AHCI.
All right.
So I went into the BIOS and I changed the mode from RAID to AHCI, and miraculously, Windows can find the disk.
Yes.
Well, right. If it was looking for a RAID, adapter and a RAID array, it wasn't finding it.
Right.
AHCI just refers to the direct interface between the computer and the drive.
So I guess that's my question. I fixed it, and I eventually was able to restore from the system image, but then it wouldn't boot, so then I had to go back into BIOS and go back to RAID, and then it worked perfectly.
That makes no sense to us, but we're glad it did. both of us are shaking our heads there.
I think there might
something
be like
else
a
going
flaw
on
in the BIOS that's misidentifying what it's doing. And just changing those settings made it work, but that there's still something underlying that's
not right
there.
And sometimes it's a silly boot order. But we're glad you got it working again, Sean, and we're coming up against the heartbreak. And that was a good story. The moral of the story is...
Don't do safe boot.
All right, Sean. Thanks for checking in.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, guys, make sure you have a good backup, because if you do mess around with stuff like that, it can be a bad day. Make sure you text to support the Salvation Army, WTIC, to 31333. Four lines wide open. We'll be right back after the news.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on money line, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.